your name.
I choose
to lift your name on high.
I lift your name like a banner in the sky.
I lift your name like a banner in the sky. Oh Lord, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
It's a choice I've made.
I choose to lift your name on high.
I lift your name. Sing it.
I lift your name like a banner in the sky. Oh Lord, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name.
Let the congregation sing it. Is that how loud you're going to lift his name? I choose to lift. Yes, Lord. I lift your name like a banner.
I lift your name
like a banner in the sky. Sing it one more time. Lord, I choose to lift your name. Consecration, we have sung as a song. The Lord Jesus, you can count on me. I don't know why you're quiet. Prayer of consecration is a powerful prayer time. Lord, I have made up my mind to lift your name anywhere. Jesus, I thank you. In the name of Jesus. It seems to me like when Jesus Christ was leaving, it was like, when I come back, will I meet anybody on my side? I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are and say, I'm yours.
I'm yours. Till the day you will come, Jesus.
Don't sing it for someone else. Sing it for yourself.
I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you will come. Jesus, I am your own.
Sing it loud and clear. Sing it for yourself.
I am your own.
Afford to come to church early in the morning. Lord, we give you the praise that someone else didn't replace us in this assembly for our duty, for our duty post. Lord, we thank you. This morning, we lift up our voice to thank you for yesterday. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for many testimonies you've wrought in our lives. Thank you for many things you've done in our lives. Lord Jesus, this morning, we ask you to speak to us. This is not just a prayer meeting. This is a place where we hear you and we move out. Speak to us. Your servant listeneth. Speak to us. Let lives not remain the same. Glorify Jesus in this room. Thank you, Father. In Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a mighty hand. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7. That's where I'm going to start this morning. There's some people that are always learning, always coming to church, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. When the pastor starts giving an example, they know about it. Maybe the enemy has given you a trouble, a problem that distracts you. You just, once the word is more than 5 minutes, you are distracted. It's not normal. It's not normal. Because everything you're going to get as a Christian is from the word. I laugh as a Christian when we call for a concert, the place is filled. When we call for a prayer meeting, the place is not filled. When we call for the word, the place is not filled. Of course, I filled during the word. But most churches, I laugh. We are the rest. I've had to ask, even in this church many times, where were you on Tuesday? Where were you on such and such and such day? It's because people don't understand the full import of the word. God can't help you without the word. Anywhere they do miracles or do anything you call miracle, but there's no word, they are lying to you. Is not from God. So some people are ever learning, but they are not able to come to the knowledge of truth. The reason why you struggle to preach to people is because you don't have an experience. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you become a witness. Imagine you are a judge in a court. Then you put a witness in a witness box. Somebody told me, I didn't really see the accident. Somebody said, you are not sure of what you're saying. That's why people are not coming to the knowledge of truth. My pastor, when I was a teenager, he gave his life to Christ. When he got home, he slapped his younger brother. Boy! He said, why are you slapping? He said, you must give your life to Christ. He said, is it that serious? He said, exactly, it's that serious. That was how the brother gave his life to Christ. Zeal, passion. What has happened to me? Has to happen to everyone I know. But if you don't have an experience, somebody was preaching one day. He said, I want you to be born again. He said, I don't know what born again. To be like you. He said, yeah, like you that you are frustrated. I cannot be like you. A lot of Christians don't even know what they believe. So there are a lot of people. I told you, somebody was listening to a pastor and he said, now I understand such and such and such topic. And he's been here for a long time. That same pastor, except his line, told me that he learned that thing from me. He doesn't even need to tell me. Not everybody is given to preach that stuff. So when he was here, he learned nothing. Some people I ever learned. They are listening to the word. Who has not been here? I'm even tired. Who has not been here? Which artist has not been here? Ever learning. So you are more educated than your obedience. In Hebrews 5, I want to read from verse 8. Hebrews 5, although he was a son, yet, somebody say yet, he learned obedience by the things he went through, by the things he suffered. So God is making you go through some things to pull you back. He doesn't teach you with evil, but he allows some things to pull you back. I tell people that are close to me, whatever God is asking from you, do it. You will get out fast. In verse 9, the Bible says, having been perfected, he became the author of salvation to all, not those who come to church, who obey him, who do what they've heard in church. In verse 10, I'm going to verse 11. Called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. Verse 11, maybe we should read together, so that you don't think I'm just, of whom we have much to say. So in case you are thinking, Bible has said everything about Jesus, you, when you get to heaven, you'll be surprised that one quarter has not been said. Since you have become dull of hearing. You always call this church, you become dull of hearing. When the pastor quotes the scripture, you finish it. It doesn't have impact on you. You hear the message for someone. Hey, we sister, Sikira was in church. This thing pastor is talking about is for her. When will I pray to you? When will you get to a realm that you will listen differently? When? Oh, there are many churches in Nigeria. Little impact. Why is it that this country has not changed? Because the members are not listening. You were there. A lot of you were there one Tuesday when I said, if you think I should bless you, come forward. People rush forward. If you were in Tuesday service, wave your hands to me. Everybody, remind me of what I taught. Nobody, not one, could tell me. They are not learning anything. So how could you want to have what I have, take what I have, and you don't know, or you don't want to do what I do? It is those who follow Abraham. We want Abraham's blessings, but we don't want the sacrifice of Abraham. They are blessed with believing Abraham. Not just because you claim you're Abraham's son. Am I talking this morning, or I'm talking to a living soul? You must understand that. Every Sunday, yes. What's your name? Your name is, you don't know your name before. Your phone number is 0. You don't know your phone number. Every Sunday. That's not the kind of church I'm going to attend if I was a church member. I will go to a place where they direct me with the word of God. And the pastor is not just talking. The mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth will be established. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. Today's Saturday? Yes, sir. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Who desires? Who wants to know the desire of God? That all men be saved. So that doctrine that says, God wants some people to go to hell, God is not true. He wants all men. All men, not all demons. All men. Hell was prepared for demons to be saved, and all men should come to the knowledge of truth. God doesn't want you to remain a baby for life. Why did you leave that church? They didn't check on me when I was... When will you start checking on other people? When will you grow to the level? Those who are checking on you, they receive Jesus like you. So there are some mindset, some truism, some paradigm. Oh no, I'm talking about pastor. So God called a pastor so that you wear him out. When will you, at your state, you know, when your father start giving you responsibility in the home, you'll become mature. If they bypass you and go to your younger brother or younger sister, it's because you are doing something they don't trust you. Your father is traveling, give the car keys or the house keys or his room key to your younger one. There's something wrong. In Psalm 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, blessed is the man. You want to know a meaning of blessed? Is that if you look at the Septuagint, Septuagint is the Bible that both Old and the New Testament are written in the Greek. Let's look at the word blessed in the Amplified Bible. Amplified. It means you're happy. It means you're fortunate. Things happening to you are so wonderful that people think, oh, it's just fortunate. You are prosperous. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
You are enviable. If they not started envying you, you're not blessed. He's the man. Nobody's name was put there because you can put your name there. Who walks and lives not. The Bible started by saying what the man does not do. In the counsel, in the advice, because counsel is an old English, in the advice of the ungodly. He doesn't follow the advice. Oh, Amplify says, their plans and purposes. Nor stands submissive or inactive in the path where the sinners walk. Nor sits down to relax or to rest where the scornful or the mockers gather. You see Christians who will say, now later they will say, Tottenham, I'm anointed, do my brother. You know the pastor they are talking about on the social media is not the kind of pastor. Somebody says everybody should be eating grass. Is he the kind of pastor that you are sitting on? Amen? Will you spend 5 minutes in that kind of church? That doesn't mean pastors are perfect. They are humans. But you were waiting to have something to say. Somebody who has not been in church for 20 years is talking about church. What's your business? Newsflash. I stand to be corrected. But I'm a pastor. The only thing working in Nigeria now is church. So pastors are too powerful. We need to talk them down. Why is it that they didn't talk about imams? Why pastors? Even people they know are not pastors, they will call them pastors. Just to water down the impact. Now they are attacking parents. They've attacked pastors and kings. Now parents. If you don't honor your parents, you will not live long. I'm telling you. Your covenant is different. God knows the way they are before they brought you to the face of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
So don't go on the TV series to know how to run your marriage. It's in church. Out of Zion shall proceed the law. Timothy, the faith I see in you, I saw it first in your grandmother, then your mother. And these scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. Oh, something is trending. I look at it. No, that's not the way God has designed you. If you follow their recipe, your cake will look like theirs. Amen?
Amen.
So, I'm telling you. The third time I'm saying this. Caution, caution, like my mentor would say, caution. Don't say I'm young. God says, remember the Lord, your God, in the days of your youth. When you are sleeping and you are in armed force meeting or national executive council and you've gone, that's when you want to be a minister. It is now that God wants to use. Now I'm a young person. I can misbehave a little bit. Who told you that? That's the lie the devil sold to you. Amen. But there are many reasons why people don't obey God. They hear and they don't do. I will highlight a few things. Are you getting something? In John 12:42. I can see all these things off of my head, but I'm showing you scriptures so that anything contending to the obedience of Christ, you pull down the stone. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him when they preached. But because of the people, Pharisees, they did not confess him. And you can, if it's not from the heart and out of your mouth, you can't be saved. Lest they should have put, they should have been put out of the synagogue. Verse 43. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's one of the reasons why people don't, oh, pastor preach on Thanksgiving. Let's dance. You forget about your neighbor and dancing. But you love the praise of men more than the praise of God. You behave yourself. You say, people will say here that pastor just preached for 45 minutes and I've changed. Somebody came to report the person lived with to me that the person praised God in church more than at home. I said, it's a good place to start. At least he didn't praise the devil. He praised God. Say, but why is he pretending? I say, it's a good place to start. Psychologists say if you pretend for 30 days, it's part of you. It's a good place to start. So, a lot of people have been delivered from demons, but they've not been delivered from people. You've not thought about it. Why are you the way you are? People. You know, they have cameras in that church. By the way, DP, they show it online on the Koza TV live. I can't be dancing like that. I can't do that. They love the praises of man more than God. Let me tell you something. If God has given you influence, you ought to be deliberate about some things. Yes, during COVID, I called someone up. I said, God has blessed you. You want to be poor again? God has blessed you. You ought to be in church. Bible talks about those who contend for faith. This is a time you ought to show that you ought to show the power of God over the power of the devil. Ah, no. Hey, this, in fact, I watch online. It's okay. No problem. I don't want to tell you the other testimony right now. I know some things. God blesses because. Jesus said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because. He told Abraham, he said, because you've done this thing. When God marks your script, you don't know. Please, I beg you, as a Christian, there's some things you must not do. Yes, why did Moses die? He didn't honor God, not privately, before the people. They should see you on your knees. They should see you sometimes, not that you're forming a cry. No, men don't cry. Real men cry. You sat before the doctor said to you, you have 4 weeks to live. Because what we've seen in your system, you have 4 weeks to live. You will not cry. You will cry. You will cry. I've seen men. I've seen strong people. You know, I have strong friends. I've seen them vulnerable. When people they thought they would need, abandon them. In the eyes of trouble. The God that won't abandon you is the one that you are not bothered about. He said, be afraid, not only people that can kill your flesh. Those who can kill you and cast you into hell, you should be afraid of that person. That's the person you're despising. Amen. In Ephesians 4:14, are you getting something? Ephesians 4:14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried away with every wind of doctrine and by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. I love the way the KJV put it, that lying way to deceive. That lying way to deceive. What do you do when you are strolling with a child? He's looking here and there. If you are not looking straight, you are here tomorrow. I went to one fellowship down the road. That church exists. You know, the way I'm talking right now is as if I don't want you to go to another church. But I tell you, an average Christian in the 21st century does not know what he believes. He's attended, listen to many people. Your DNA, your future, no tree plants himself. Yes, you are called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Yes, if God plants you somewhere, there's a reason. There's something about your future. Yes, but you are confused because you don't know what to believe. Every pastor that is genuinely called of God has an emphasis. And there's a reason why the person who brought you to the church did not stay, but you stayed. There's a reason why God planted you there. No tree plants themselves. But Bible says not to be henceforth children that is tossed to and fro, carried away by every wind of doctrine and the trickery of men, and deceitful plotting that lie way to deceive. But the next verse says, teaching the truth in love. Teaching the truth in love. That we may grow. God wants you to grow in all things. Last year, the way you handle something is not the way you're going to handle this year. You're growing all things. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You'll not be tossed to and fro. Why did I indulge in all these things I've been saying? In Romans 10 and verse 17, faith comes by hearing. You can joke with hearing. Hearing time is not the time you look into your phone. Hearing time is not the time. My wife can remember when we were attending the church before we started the church. At the door, I was saying bye-bye to her. We'll see you after this. This is where we meet. She'll be like, do you want to sit somewhere else? No. I just want to focus. But you see the fire she carries now. She didn't get it by just saying to herself, I want to be on fire. It's out of the abundance of the heart. When she thought God wasn't doing anything, you know, when you take alcohol or you take drug, you don't know. It's 30 minutes after, 1 hour after, you start, one person becomes four. Amen. Tap your neighbor, say something is happening to me now. I will discover later. Find a new neighbor, say something is happening to me now. I will discover later. Faith comes. Don't rush me. It comes. If it can come, it can go. Faith comes. So it's possible you enter the filling station empty and you get filled. It's possible you came here down today. That's why I'm teaching you. It doesn't come by theatrics. It doesn't come by you believing me. It comes by hearing. That's why no matter what we do, we must hear. But it comes by hearing, not once. And hearing, and hearing. Then there's a hearing that comes. Boom! You know it like you know the palm of your hand. There's a certain hearing. It comes not by theatrics. Not by shaking here, it comes by the word of God. I pray this morning, in the name of Jesus, you will stand out. Your coming here shall not be in vain. You will not be empty. You know what to order for other people. In 1 Corinthians 1, I want to read from verse 18 because of time. If our gospel or the message, the message of the cross, they are foolishness. If what I'm saying is foolishness to you, I know what is wrong with you. You are perishing. You are not born again yet. God has not given to you to know the mysterion or the mystery of the kingdom. They are foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So it's inside the myth. That's why Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Inside is the power. You can't stop me from preaching. If you like, label me prosperity. If I don't preach prosperity, you will die in poverty. The ability, God does not confirm your tears, it confirms the word. So if I'm a man pleaser, I won't want you to say anything about me. I want to be good in your sight, then I won't preach some things. You didn't call me, right? God called. And Yoruba, they say that, and in Tobaronenshel and Beru, it is the person who sent you a message that you are afraid of, not the person you deliver the message to. For look at that, verse 18. He said, if our message, he said, our message is foolishness. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us is the power of God. Verse 19, I want to read to verse 21. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Why is it foolishness? They went to school. They travel. They are smart. Come on, it looks okay. You took communion. You mean your disease is gone? How can you say that? Which antibiotics is there? He destroyed the wisdom of the wise and bring to what? Nothing. See, you don't know now. Give it 10 years now. And the devil can make someone prosper on earth. But everything ends here. When they want to die, let them record the words and tell them. When we get to heaven, ask the Lord, I want to visit hell for a minute just to see who's there. You will see them there. And bring to nothing the wisdom, the understanding of the prudent. How many know a prudent person? Who's prudent with money, prudent with time, prudent with, you know, they have everything together. If it's not what I'm teaching you, if it's not the word of God, God brings the wisdom of the prudent to nothing. Where's the wise? Where? Where are the philosophers of Greece? Where are they? Where is the scribe or teachers? Where are the disputers of this age? Some people, what they did for a living was disputing. Has God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? Has he not made foolish? So don't come to the earth and be finding out how you ought to live. Some people have gone your way and they parat. That's a great word. They perished. That will not be your story. So I want to show to you again why people are you bored?
No,
today is Saturday now.
Yes,
in Luke 16:29, the poor man had just been where Jesus was for 3 days. He was just there for 1 minute. He said, hey, Abraham, I'm thirsty. He said, this is not real hell. This is called bosom. This is just preview of coming attraction. The man was smart. Even in death, he said, I have other brothers. Let me go. He will never come back. He will be born again. The greatest discussion in hell is so weird. Pastor, stop this message. Give out a call. Let my son or my daughter, I've been here. Don't let them be here. I can't afford it to break my heart if they open the door of hell and I see my son coming. I'm here. I have tried to struggle, but worms don't die here. Is eternally. I'm here, but don't let my wife come here. And he said, Abraham said to him, when he said he wanted to go, Abraham said, they have the Pentateuch, or what you call Torah, the first 5 books of the Bible, which is called Moses. And they have the prophets. Obadiah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all those people. Let them hear them. Verse 30. And he said, no, Father Abraham. He called him Father. But if one goes from the dead, if I knew what I know now, how be differently? They will repent. Look at what Abraham told him. Verse 31. And he said to him, Abraham said to him, if they did not hear the word in church, if they did not listen to the prophets, please don't let us think of Jeremiah. He's dead. He's done his own part. If they didn't listen to Pastor Biodun, they're analyzing. Has he than the curse have done. The curses have done. Neither will they be persuaded, even though one rose from the dead. You are alive today. You have an opportunity to hear. Why are you ever learning and not coming to the knowledge of truth? Amen, somebody. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians 2:13, are you getting something? The Bible says, for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. We thank God without ceasing. Because when you receive the word, which you heard from us, you heard it from a human being. You welcomed it, not as word from men. How many of you know that right now you are seeing a vision? A vision is you hear God's word and you see God. If you see a man on the stage talking to you, then the power will not happen in your life. But when you receive us, you don't receive us as men, particularly the word, but as it is in truth. You said to yourself, that is the truth. And the word of God, which also effectively works in you, because you believe. Because you believe. If you believe poison is in food and you're eating it, you really didn't believe. You really didn't believe. Why did you eat? You told me when you were coming that you're hungry. There's poison in that food. How did you know? Somebody told me. You must have believed the person. Praise God. In Jeremiah 23, I want to read from 28. Jeremiah 23, verse 28. And the prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. The one who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is chaff to the wheat? You don't eat chaff, you eat wheat, says the Lord. Read verse 29. Let's read together. Is not my word like fire? Don't rush me. It's not my word. He didn't say my prayer. He didn't say my prophecy. I'm not saying prayer is not good. I'm not saying prophecy is not important. We give some of that here. We do some of that here. But is my word my fire? See the Lord. You know, people have expertise now saying, no, Paul did. It was Paul that said it. He spoke as a man. This God is my word not like hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Every rock that is satanic agenda in your life is broken into pieces. As you go to evangelize, you will come back with results. The 70 returned to Jesus and even the demons were subject. He said, don't rejoice that the demons were subject to you. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Because it's a dangerous day if your name is not found there. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Every vestment of hell is broken into pieces. Sit down. In Luke chapter 8 verse 19. Luke chapter 8 verse 19. They said to him, they interrupted his message. Your mother is here. I said, so what? I'm not dishonoring my mother. But I want, something must have happened at home. Before the mother and the brethren came to look for him. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but could not approach him. Why? There was protocol. And because of the crowd. And it was told him by somebody who said, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you. You want to hear the reply of Jesus? Verse 22, he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers, and these ones who hear the word and do it. They're not ever learning. They are doing the word. You will do this one. Everything I've taught you in the month of October, you will do it. It's possible you are not a member physically. Maybe you are listening from Canada or you're watching from Australia. I pray for you, whatever you have heard, and you are convinced that this is the word of God, you will do it. In the name of Jesus. I say you will do it. That's how Jesus viewed things. My mother and my brother. Who is the brother of Jesus here? Who is the mother of Jesus here? He said they are the ones who hear what I say and do it. I love this narrative. In Luke chapter 11, verse 27, he was preaching. The message was so good. And somebody stood up in the crowd and said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." He thought Jesus was impressed. That person was impressed. Who gave birth to this boy? Now who born this fine boy? And he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God that I'm preaching right now and keep it. This is the way God views things. More blessed. More blessed are those who hear the word and keep it. A lot of us are ever learning. Once the message finishes now, you will go back to reset. And you have friends that you do what you do with. Yet you claim attend Kosa. Newsflash or flash news. You don't attend Kosa. Because what they are saying in Kosa, you are not even hearing, let alone doing it. So you can't have results. Amen. 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 So what does the Bible say? In John 13, verse 17. If you know these things, blessed. What did I call blessed? Happy, enviable, fortunate are you when you know them? When someone preaches to you? When you do them. So move from hearing to doing. Whoever hears, not heard, hears the saying of mine and does them is a wise man. Whoever hears the saying of mine and does not. So some people go to church, they hear the word. They just endure. But thank God, pastor closes early night now. Thank God. Tops, 45 minutes you'll be done. Didn't I tell you? He's done. Somebody told me, many years ago, I went to preach at a place called Sizzlers in VI. Many years ago. She said to me, once a pastor does 15 minutes and it's not through, I switch up. I said, how long do you stay where you work? She said, 8 hours. I said, okay, that's right. I didn't say anything apart from that. I said, oh, that's right. Praise God. No wonder you're struggling. In Galatians 5 and verse 6, the Bible says, faith walketh by love. Faith walketh by love. Pastor Bearden, why did you quote the scripture? The Bible says, if you love me, Yella, I love you. Now, do what I said. Yes, sir. So, the reason why your faith is failing is that you are not, you claim you're walking by faith, but you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Am I making sense? Yes, faith, cometh by walking by love. If you love me, John 14, 15. Keep my commandments. So faith works when you keep his commandment. The Bible says everything we ask him we receive because 1 John, I think 3:22. Because we do what he says or we do his commandments. Thank you. We do the things that are pleasing in sight. Okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me jump some things and quickly go to Psalm 19, verse 11. Are you getting something?
Yes, sir.
You told me today was Saturday.
Yes, sir.
John 19, verse 11. Moreover, by them, I should have read to you from verse 1. He's talking about the word of God. By the word of God, your servant is want. Your servant is want. Not churchgoer. Somebody who is under the authority of God is want. And in keeping them, watch this. If you forget anything, don't forget this. There's great reward. Somebody After this service, you are entering into a great reward. People think you are stupid. Oh, you are taking that, your money to that church. Hey, you are doing this. Hey, sharp man like you, see what you have become. Sharp gay like you, see what you have become. Anybody can see anything. But if you do the word, in the name of Jesus, the grace that God placed over this church when he started it will be apparent upon you. Your next level will fit you. In the name of Jesus, you will do well. In the name of Jesus, I say you will do well. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the Bible says the word of God is quick. Quick is an old English. It means it's living. It's living. What I'm sharing with you is alive. It's a precursor. Hidden. The Bible is a precursor. Hidden. If you take it in. How many of you finish eating food and you're saying, excuse me, I want to put my hand in my throat to allow you to go to the lake. Food is designed. There's a mechanism that breaks it down. The one that goes to the back goes to the back. The one that goes to the front goes to the back. When you are eating good food, it shows. You may not be fat, but it shows on your skin. Amen, somebody. The people will know that you are not malnourished. You're not sick. It shows. The same thing when you're taking the word and you're doing it. He's alive. He's alive. Somebody here, nobody knows you. Maybe the protocol don't know you. Maybe your past does not look like what I'm sharing. But as you do the word, in the, you may not even have the exploit. As you do the word, in the name of Jesus, consistently, you will have results. When you get home, go and study the book of Job, verse chapter 1. Satan made a confession. Does Job fear you for nothing? Don't you have an edge around him, around what he has all around him? Eh? Don't you? I love Job chapter 1 verse 10. Job 1 verse 10. He said, don't you? You have an edge around him and around his household and around all that he has on every side. You are blessed to walk. Newsflash, God blesses the work of someone's hand. And his possessions have increased in the land. If an angel said it, I would have said, oh, he's political. Satan said that. That will be your story. Your mockers will bow before your maker. Those who knew your past before, and they see the way you coordinate yourself now, say, big girl like you. He allow that pastor to walk. Say, no, it's not the pastor that is walking, it's the word of God that is walking. And if I allow the word to work, tap your neighbor and say, the word works. Come on, say, the word is working mightily in me. I will soon see your face on the screen. Your testimony will make news in this town. In the name of Jesus, I gotta close. Let me close by telling you James 4:17. James 4:17. I gotta close by sharing this with you. James 4:17. Therefore, to him who has heard the word, who sat in Kosa, he knows to do good and does not do it. To him, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I've shared the word with your people. They are going out now to reach out to people. Father, Abraham did not kill Isaac. He only raised up the knife. He told him to stop. I am only testing. Pray in the name of Jesus that the word will work. Not for them alone, but in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Wealth and riches shall be your house, and your righteousness will endure forever. Those you speak to today will not only come to the knowledge of truth, they will follow you to church. Your life from today begins to get meaning. God begins to add to you from today. The light affliction that you go through is but for a moment. But his favor is for life. Let his mercy and his favor and his grace they are apparent upon you and your children's children. May some years down the line, may you share your testimony. May you remember this morning and say, Pastor, share the word on a Saturday. And my life took a new turn. Let the word walk in your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord a hand. As a believer.